Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 6 of Numbers chapter 21. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. So the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, because we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Intercede with the Lord, that he will remove the serpents from us." And Moses interceded for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and put it on a flagpole, and it shall come about that everyone who is bitten and looks at it will live."
When was the last time you cried out to God about something other than personal issues? We're often so absorbed in our own life that we fail to see the crises others are facing. But whether a hardship impacts total strangers or hits close to home, do you ever feel some matters are just too big for one person's prayer to make a difference? Well, don't believe it. James 5, verse 16 assures those of us who are believers that the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it's working. And the next verse gives a powerful example. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. Almighty God is able to heal, bring peace, change perspectives, and change circumstances, and he's chosen to let his children participate in the process through prayer. In fact, he wants us to talk with him about everything. The next time you hear of a tragedy or problem, regardless of whether it affects you or perfect strangers, resist the temptation to distance yourself from it. The Holy Spirit can use you to influence the lives of others when you intercede on their behalf. Let crises become a catalyst for prayer.